بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد my dear brothers and sisters the question that I ask myself and I do that every once in a while and I recommend that to you as well to do it every once in a while Because it's a very important question. That question is, do I really have yaqeen in Allah? Do I really believe that the Quran al-Kareem is the kitab of Allah? Do I really believe that one day I will die and I will meet Allah? Because the question is, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us this question and says, Did you believe that the Quran was my kalam? And we say, of course, Ya Rabbal Alameen, we believe that. Then if Allah says, then what effort did you make to understand that kalam? Then what is our answer? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Dr. Israr Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi the highest stations in Jannah. This is something that he used to say all the time. And he would say, what is the proof that you have this belief? He says, remember, he used to say, remember you have aqeedah. You do not have iman. Aqeedah is something you got from your parents. Right? Those of us who were born in Muslim homes, we got aqeedah from our parents. Whatever that aqeedah was. And whatever it was, no matter how many flavors or colors to that aqeedah, the basic fundamental aqeedah, alhamdulillah, is the same for all of us. Which is that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after whom there is no messenger. This fundamental aqidah of ashadu la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad rasulullah of la ilaha illallah Muhammad rasulullah this is common to all Muslims, alhamdulillah. No matter what madhab we may follow in terms of fiqh, Shia, Sunni, everything. We are one in this aqidah throughout the world. Alhamdulillah, that's something to be very proud and confident about. Alhamdulillah, we are people who do not have anything other than this. But really speaking, if you look at the people like me and most of you who are born in Muslim homes, we just got this on a platter. We got this from part of our mother's milk. We didn't work for this. We didn't even, spend 5 minutes to think about it. We didn't formally accept it as such. It's just there. Now, it's not necessary in terms of looking at it from, from fiqhi perspective to take shahada. But from a philosophical perspective, I think it is very important to do that. To consciously become Muslim. So, we were Muslim. We were born Muslim. But we need to become Muslim. And the concept or the thought of becoming Muslim is to ask ourselves this question and say, this is what I was born with, but do I believe it? Is this for me? Is it true? I mean, I'm not saying, is it true? Because it is true. Even if you disagree, it is still true. Even if you deny, it is still true. Truth and reality does not depend on belief for its existence. But do you believe it or do I believe it? And the reason why that is so important to keep that in mind and to ask this question is because our actions in life are an indication, are a proof, are the final evidence of our belief. Let me tell you an interesting little story that I heard from somebody else, one of these wonderful teaching stories. They said that there was a king. And like most kings, he probably didn't have much to do, so he decided to set up a competition to discover and reward the biggest fool in his country. So he called his wazir and he said, find the biggest fool, and when you find the biggest fool, I'm going to give him a big reward. Who is the biggest, the most foolish human being in my land? So they searched high and low all over the country. They set up competitions, village level, then, you know, bigger level and so on, district level, cities and whatnot. And eventually they came up and they found this one guy who was completely, I mean, he was not insane because that's not what they were looking for, but he was completely and totally ignorant, totally foolish. He knew nothing. He couldn't talk one sentence of sense and so on. So they found this guy, brought him. And they brought him before the king and they said to the king, they said, Your Majesty, here is this man. He is the most foolish, the biggest fool in your land. So the king asked them, he said, have you checked? Have you run tests and so on? They have every single test. We've run tests and so on and so forth. He's there. There's no one in the world, perhaps, but definitely not in our country. There's no one who's more foolish and more stupid than this man. So the king was wearing a gold chain, which was studded with diamonds and rubies and emeralds, and which had a big pendant with, with big, huge solitaire diamond in it, and surrounded by pearls and rubies and whatnot. Very, very, very valuable, expensive, chain around his neck. The king removed that and put it around the neck of this guy. He said, this is my prize, this is my gift to you for being the biggest fool in my land. The man didn't even realize what he had got. Anyway, he liked a nice shiny thing, so he kept it around his neck and he thanked the king and went away. Now, some days passed and the king became very ill. And it seemed like the king was dying. So at that time, somebody said to this foolish guy, he said, you know what, this chain you got from the king and you walk around with this so proudly and you never leave it and the chain is always around your neck, you even sleep with it and so on. But you know that king is very sick. So the man said, oh, what happened to him? He said, we don't know, but he looks like he's dying. So this man said, okay, no, I must go and see him. After all, you know, he gave me this thing, so I must go and see. So he goes to the palace, he asks for the king, he's taken to the king's bedchamber, he goes and sits next to the king. And he asked the king, he said, how are you? The king said, no, I'm going. So the man says, where? So the king said, I'm dying. So I'm leaving this world and I'm going. So the man said, you're going? Where are you going? Where are you going? I mean, he was so foolish, he didn't even know. He didn't know about Akhira and this and that. You know, he said, where are you going? The king said, you know, when I die, I will go to the Akhira. So the man said, oh, fantastic. And he says to the king, this beautiful palace of yours, I always admired it, such a beautiful palace from outside and so on, inside, all these carpets and whatnot. It was everything, so much luxury you have in this world. He says, this place you are going to, do you have a palace there? So the king says, no. I have nothing. I don't have any palace. I don't even have a hut. I don't have a roof over my head in that place. The man says, oh, that's very strange. So then this guy, this fool, asks the king, he says, here you are a king, you have all this authority and you have all these people running here and there, helter-skelter for you, and people are surrounding you and they obey your orders and whatnot. When you go to that other place, wherever you're going, that's, your akhira, whatever it's called, what will be your status? Will you be a king there? Will you have all these people running around you and, the people of that place, they are running to obey you and so on and so forth? The king says, no. He said, there I will be nobody. I will be nobody. So this fool says, oh, that's very strange. And then he says, all this gold and jewelry and I see so much of stuff around you. Even now on your deathbed you are here and you've got all these rings and everything. Do you have all this gold and jewelry and so on? Have you sent it across to the other place? The king says, no. I have nothing. And to the extent that when I'm dead, before they put me into my grave, all these rings and all that, they're going to take them off. So this fool then takes off his garland. He takes off his chain around his neck. And he says to the king, he said, you made a mistake. I'm not the biggest fool in this land. You are the biggest fool in this land. So here is the garland, my prize that you gave me, I'm garlanding you with it now. Because you deserve it. You truly deserve this prize of this garland. Because you are the biggest fool in this land. Because you are going to a place and you have made no provision, you have made nothing. No preparation, no resource, no roof over your head, nothing there. Even though you had all of this stuff here and you were going there just like that. So you are the biggest fool in this land. So here, you deserve this prize, not me. My brothers and sisters, I ask myself and you, are we such fools? Are we such fools? Biggest fools in the land? Or not? I think that's a question that each one of us individually must answer. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.